Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Second hour, Darren, Donick, and Chase here on ESPN 102.5, the game on this Thursday morning. Appreciate all the feedback and participation in the first hour of the show. The Titans have announced that after conversations this morning, the team has decided to cancel today's practice. Zoom interviews with Mike Vrabel and players will happen at a time later today. That coming from the Titans. Speaking of the Titans, former Titans general manager Floyd Reese is on the line with us. He can be heard every day, Monday through Friday, starting at 2 o'clock until 6 p.m. Floyd, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you guys today?
Well, we're hanging in there, going along with the theme of 2020. You know, the shows certainly have not been the normal shows that we've been accustomed to over the years, and that's fine. Life does present this, and this is what we have to do. I feel like we have to talk about this stuff. It's important.
These things are sometimes good because they make you really appreciate normal.
Yeah. Yeah. So there you go. No kidding. Amen to that. How do you think you would handle, you just heard what I read, Titans have decided, like a lot of teams, I know the Packers and the Colts and others, have decided to bag practice today under these circumstances. How do you think you would have handled it if you were John Robinson today?
You know, probably in exactly the same way. I mean, the only thing that would have mattered to me was that we did it as a team. You know, I would have hated it had we had, you know, 50% of the guys say we're not going to practice and 50% say, yeah, we are. From what I understand, this was a team decision. The players all sat down, discussed it, decided this is what they were going to do. Vrabel and J-Rob backed them, which was the smart and right thing to do. And now I think the players are going to be in some sort of meeting or discussion and maybe see if they can maybe do a little bit more this afternoon to bring a little bit of light on this whole thing.
Did you have anything like this at all when you were the general manager?
You know, I don't. I mean, we had 9/11, you know, things like that. But I'm not sure that directly affected football as much, as crazy as that sounds. But, you know, I think players and just people and the general public in the last 6 months, you know, since the Floyd event in New York, I think the awareness of the general public has skyrocketed. And I think that people are much more aware and in tune and realizing that, hey, you know what? Maybe this is something I need to talk about. Maybe this is something I need to react to rather than, you know, just kind of back off and let somebody else take care of it.
How did you handle, because I kind of know just from stories of, you know, working with Derek Mason and Brad Hopkins and Chris Sanders, a lot of these former players that obviously you drafted and had when you were the general manager, kind of how this works where, you know, if there's something building in the room, in the locker room, and the players have been talking about it, usually how it gets to the head coach is, I guess, the leaders of the group, right? They decide, okay, if they're going to go represent the room and go talk to the head coach about a matter. I don't know how much that stuff goes on, But when it does, how does that dynamic work? Then when the head coach hears out the players with something they're concerned about or they have issue with, then the coach, does the coach then go to the general manager and talk to the general manager about it?
You know, that's what we did. I think that's probably, generally speaking, the avenue. And then the general manager would give Amy a call and say, hey, Amy, we're not going to practice today because of, and explain the situation to them. And that's kind of what we did. The players would approach the coach, and the coach would approach the GM. GM would approach the owner and went about it that way. And as long as the team is unified on whatever it is they're trying to present, I think it, you know, it's hard to say, no, we're not going to do that when you have an entire team that feels that strongly about it. So it was more or less not actually, you know, calling or not actually getting the GM and the head coach looking for an okay as much as just kind of filling them in. You know, hey, we've had an entire team meeting. The entire team decides this is what we need to do to show our support or whatever the case may be. And this is what we want to do. And it's, you know, it was always with us kind of a, okay, I understand, you know, you're all together on this. Yep, we're all together. All right, let's go.
How much did that happen?
Was it not often.
Not often? Okay, yeah. So it wasn't even a once a year thing?
No, it was, if there was something that happened, I mean, it didn't happen as much here as it did in Houston. When we had the 1 year that, you know, we had a player commit suicide and then we had Babygate and then we had coaches punching each other and, you know, those kinds of things where the players would approach you with something like when Jeff Ulm committed suicide, you know, they decided they didn't want to practice and, you know, out of respect. And, you know, what can you say? It was the right thing to do. So you say, yeah, you know, no problem. We understand and we'll adjust later. So, I mean, it's happened a handful of times, but not, you know, near as many as we could potentially, you know, be looking at now. This is going to be interesting to see how this plays out.
Those years in Houston, Floyd, may have been preparing you for 2020.
There was, seems like about every, you know, 15, 20 years, you got to have some of this.
Willie?
Floyd, we had a great conversation a couple of months ago with Rashawn Evans, and it just makes me think. I'm pretty excited to hear what the Titans say in the Zoom calls. I'm sure they're going to take a lot of time, put a lot of thought into it, and I think you're going to hear some powerful stuff coming from them. And I think Mike Vrabel is excellent about giving them the form. I think he'll be proactive about it. I've seen some of the stuff the Titans have done on social media. I've been impressed. I want to throw this to you just sort of as a general thing about football and why maybe one of the reasons why we love football beyond just the game itself. And I think this could be corny to say, but remember the Titans, I think, does a pretty good job of illustrating this part of it, right? I love all the walks of life that come together in a big group that you have on a football team. And I think you can have a lot of these valuable discussions that we're kind of trying to have today just in a locker room. I think it helps you become a better person in a lot of ways. That's one thing that I love about football.
And it's interesting because when you've been in that environment, which you have, Willie, but you're in that environment, you know, things that are kind of run-of-the-mill every day, you know, the racism and the bias and the prejudice and the hatred and all of those kinds of things. If you have a good locker room, I mean, those things really don't exist. You know, you don't have, or I never witnessed guys sitting around and getting in real heated arguments about, well, we can't do that or we can do that, because so many of those guys are kind of the same mindset. And they understand it and they can appreciate it and maybe not quite support it as much as another guy, but because he's my teammate and he feels so passionate about it, then I'm going to lean that way too. And I think we saw an awful lot of not sympathy, but kind of understanding. And I'm understanding what you're saying. Yeah. May not completely agree with it, but that's, you know, I'm willing to support you and suffer the consequences, whatever they may be.
Floyd, we've all been watching, as we do every year, the Hard Knocks, and it really gives a good perspective. I can't wait to see what happens in the coming weeks with all that's happened in the last 48 hours as they document the reaction of the Rams and the Chargers. But it just dawns on me as we sort of break away from the social issue, just the challenge in front of every NFL team and every sports team, really, that's trying to do everything they can to get their work in and build towards something. The question was asked a lot back in March. You know, what will it mean to win a championship or have a lot of success in the with all that's going on? And I think it'll be especially rewarding, even if there's not the full fans in the stands or things like that. It is going to be different. But meeting that challenge as a group and doing everything that everybody has to do just to play is really a special thing. I hope that they keep going through this and can get through it, just because I think it'll be very rewarding at the end if they can get there.
Yeah, and I think I would agree with you, William. I think that how you react, how you as a group handle this whole thing, and how you're able to not forget it, but you know, when time comes to do your work, you can focus on your work, knowing that immediately after this, you may, you know, be looking in a different direction. That real mature kind of an attitude about things like this will have as much to determine, you know, who the championship teams are, as maybe just personnel, you know, as play, because it's going to be so, so important. And if you're not really careful with who you have in the locker room, how you react to some of the players in the locker room, how you react to the team setting and things like that, I'm going to tell you what, you may, as a coach or a general manager or somebody in charge, create as much turmoil and you know, ill will as anything that's happening outside. So you have to be very smart, very calculated, you know your players, know the difference, you know what they're thinking as what is right and wrong, and understanding that is going to be so, so big, I think, for all of these guys. I mean, this is, you know, this where you, you know, generally speaking, to be a football guy, all you had to have was a degree in football. Well, now you're going to have a little bit of football, a little bit of morality, a little bit of common sense, a little bit of, you know,
yeah,
you're going to have
some life
to have
skills.
About 10 or 12
yeah.
degrees to have a chance.
We're talking to Floyd Reese, former Titans general manager, and of course you can hear him, part of Jared and the GM, 2 to 6 weekdays here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. So, Floyd, I, you know, one thing I started off the show of talking about with these guys is just that, you know, I have the thoughts in my head. I don't know exactly how to convey, you know, the message sometimes, that's a difficult part. You gave a few examples of things that you had to address in your career and situations that you were put in, but how difficult was it as somebody that you're looked at, you are a part of the leadership, you're the general manager of the team, that if you didn't have all the answers, that you looked at the team and you said, guys, I don't have all the answers. And how hard was it for you to admit that sometimes and to have those conversations, whether it was with the coaches or the players?
You know, it was interesting because when I was coaching, under the same staff, we had a guy named Rick Verzano was our head coach. And Rick's attitude was, don't ever show a player that you don't know. You know, he felt like that was just so important. On the same staff, I worked with a guy named Fritz Schirmer, who was the head coach at Wyoming. You guys won't remember this, but there was a big black issue at Wyoming, and he was the head coach that kind of pulled that team through it. And Fritz used to say, if you don't know, tell them you don't know and that you will immediately find out. because he always thought it was worse to tell somebody that you know it when you really don't and you mess it up. And I think that's kind of, you know, we're looking at a bunch of this and everybody's kind of thinking that same thing, which is, you know what, guys, I don't have all the answers here. And I feel strongly about, you know, support this way or the other. And, you know, if the team feels the same way, then that's great. You know, then you guys are all on the same page. And I think right now, you know, you look at one of the great things in my mind about J-Rob and Mike is that they're both young guys. In my world, they're young guys. So it's easier for them to do this. If it was, you know, some 72-year-old fat white guy like me, it might be harder, you know, for me to say, well, wait a minute now, guys. You know, your brain is telling you, yeah, that's what you should do. But, you know, maybe your heart and your beliefs are telling you something else. So, you know, this is, we've always said football and sports and professional sports, you know, is kind of a young man's game. And I think that is becoming even more and more true in executive positions. You know, you have to have those guys that are smart enough and experienced enough and have enough understanding and yet are aware of what's going on in the world in 2020.
News coming down. It looks like the NBA will resume the playoffs. Games today likely to be postponed, but the players have agreed that they're going to resume the playoffs here soon. So more on that coming up. But one thing that I brought up earlier too, Floyd, was that, you know, if you were in a group that decided, all right, we're not going to play, and so the NBA, they don't play last night, and the NHL, they do play, and some baseball teams played, some didn't. MLS, it turned out Nashville SC Orlando was the only game that took place last night. The Titans are one of, I believe, seven teams right now that aren't practicing today. But how important is it to say, to get the message across of you can do it in your own way? You can try and create change and get your message across in your own way. And just because one team or league does it one way doesn't mean you have to. And I think that's what's so hard is where I'm going with this, of getting people to understand that there are multiple ways to get to the same point.
Well, yeah, I agree 1,000%. I think the same concern that the Detroit Lions, which oddly enough was the team that started this whole thing, you know, the concern they had when they said, we're not going to practice, what was it, 2 days ago? Even before the Wisconsin teams responded.
Right.
You know, they came out and said, okay, we're not going to practice. Well, that same concern and understanding, I think, like you said, has to be given to some of these teams that, for whatever reason, felt like that was not the thing for them to do. And I don't know what the reasoning or the logic is behind it, but, you know, I think this works both ways, and it's going to be really, really important through this whole process that everybody understands that and everybody realizes that and they can handle it that way. Otherwise, you're going to end up with just what we were talking about before when you're concerned about your team. You're going to end up with the AFC South, you know, because Houston and Tennessee didn't practice or did whatever they were going to do to show concern, and Jacksonville and Indy didn't, that now there's a tremendous hatred, you know, built up over, you know, something other than just the sport. So it's going to take some understanding by everybody to get through this. But, you know, we've kind of been through that. The hard part anymore, as we all know, is the way that the politics are going and the way that, you know, there's such division on so many different fronts. You know, to see a group that is united and see a group that have the same beliefs is the exception rather than the rule. And it should be the rule, but that's, you know, not the way it is. And so I think everybody's going to have a little bit of understanding on that level.
He is the GM. Floyd Reese does a great job alongside Jared. Jared and the GM, 2 to 6 weekdays here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Floyd, appreciate it as always, and we'll be listening this afternoon.
Thanks, guys.
The GM, Floyd Reese. A lot to dissect there, and again, we welcome your calls and your texts as we have the conversation with you, 615-737-1025. Chris Sanders, Forever Titans wide receiver, going to join us a little later on today as well. We'll be back. More Darren Donick and Chase, ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.